This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I'm joined by Natalie Brewster Nguyen, artist, activist, educator, founder, and director of Splinter Collective. Thank you so much for joining me in this conversation, Natalie.
So happy to be here. Thanks for asking.
Great. So let's just jump right in. So the Splinter Collective is a Project Creosote Cycle 2 grantee. Congratulations on your award.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So can you tell us more about Splinter Collective and how the organization and community space came to be?
Sure. It's a pretty fun story, actually. So this building was built in 1920 and has been in the hands of artists since the 60s, on and off. But it has a kind of a legendary history of having these big rent parties and a trippy train mural on the side. So it's passed through the hands of many artists and arts groups. I came to live in this space about 10 or 11 years ago. I had been invited to perform here 15 years ago or something, and we did this multimedia show with a number of artists, and it was a really amazing experience. And the previous owner, Elizabeth Tobias, had dreams of kind of upgrading the space and creating a performance art hub and an arts hub here. And she just was never quite able to realize that vision because she lives in Southern California and she had sort of had plans to spend more time here. But in the end, it just wasn't really in the cards for her. And so I met the space that way. And then when I was living in LA for a little while and planning to move back here after a brief hiatus, I was looking for a place to move into, and she just happened to send me this email saying, you know, this space is available for rent. So long story short, it really just fell into my lap in this really magical way, and it was exactly where I needed to be between two co-parents who had moved. We'd all lived in one big collective house and then moved separately, but I wanted to be close to them with my kids and things like that, and this space was dead in the middle of the two of them, like two blocks from either one. It was kind of magical. Over the course of the next, you know, 8 years that I was living here, we discussed several times the idea of me buying this place. And I really wanted to, but, you know, it was a big lift. It was expensive. I didn't have the money. And we kind of went back and forth about it over the years because I just saw so much potential in this space and it wasn't happening with her not being on site. And basically, the stars aligned, and in 2019, she was finally ready to sell it. I was finally ready to buy it. I've never worked so hard in my life trying to make something happen. Uh-huh. And then we closed January 31st of 2020, which was pretty scary because it was a really huge lift. It was recognizing this dream that I'd had for a decade. And then I was so excited to start throwing events and having things happen and activating the space. And then the lockdown happened. But it was a blessing in a lot of ways because I really needed that time to figure out how to run this place and this business and what that was going to look like. So now Splinter Collective has multiple arms. So we have the real estate piece, a historic warehouse that has 13 units in it, 11 art studios and 2 live units, as well as a courtyard event space. And the event space is a nonprofit where we really focus on amplifying marginalized voices and really creating space for community organizations, individuals to realize their performance and production dreams. So with whatever space that we have, people have created really incredible different things. So everything from drag shows to curated art markets to we have regular series here. We have a poetry series the third weekend of the month, the third Saturday of every month. We have a regular art bazaar on the first Sunday of every month. And if you're interested in finding out about Splinter Collective, our website is splintercollective.com. There's a calendar of events there.
Beautiful, Natalie. I just really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah. Really grateful for the opportunity. And it's just nice to hear your voice. It's been a minute.
This has been Artist Stories. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.